Okay, we will start our winner press conference for today's 21st annual Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube. And we're joined by the crew chief and owner of the number four Jimmy John's Ford for Stewart Haas Racing, and that's Rodney Childers and Tony Stewart. Tony, let's start with you. Obviously, you were very excited in victory lane, 100th win for Kevin Harvick in all three national series. Maybe talk about the excitement in your camp right now.
Well, that's, you know, awesome day for sure, especially the last 2 weeks. You know, these guys have done an awesome job, and you know, it just kind of feels like the last couple years, you know, these guys have done an awesome job. And to get, I think the most impressive part for us is the fact that everybody thought the Fords were going to be underdogs this year, and you know, not only the four car but all Stewart Haas Racing cars have had speed, and Penske's had speed, and Roush has had speed. So proud of everything that the Ford Motor Company's been doing for us. Shows their dedication to obviously the sport and this program. So proud of that, but really proud of Rodney and the four car guys, that not only last week and today, but just everything they've done. Just you know, it's nice to see Kevin and Rodney back in the form that we're used to seeing them in.
Yeah, speaking of that, Rodney, two back-to-back mile-and-a-half races that were dominated by the number four team. Obviously, you can't give away secrets, but what have you seen out of that four team that has made you so successful so far?
You know, like I said last week, you never know going into a season if it's going to be good or bad, or whether you're behind or you're ahead, or whatever the case may be. And you know, I thought we would go to Atlanta and run good. But I thought we would go to Atlanta and run good because of Kevin Harvick. And you know, I figured we would come here and really see what we had. And you know, I was impressed from the first lap he made on Friday. And you know, he said the car drove good. It went through the bumps better than it ever has here. And just all the stuff that it, you know, is supposed to do. And you know, I really think it just comes down to a lot of hard work at the shop. You know, a lot of hard work at the engine shop with Doug Yates and his guys at Roush Yates. And like Tony said, the stuff that Ford Performance has done to try to help us out, all that stuff matters. And, you know, I think we've done a good job as a team to focus on the details over the winter and focus on the fundamentals of racing and really just focus on our own stuff and kind of forget about the trick of the week and all the other stuff that goes around. And you know, this guy beside me has told me over and over since day one, I need to worry about our own stuff and focus on our own stuff. And I feel like that's what we've done, and it just has worked out good so far.
Thank you, Rodney. And Kevin, you've added your name to this list. Richard Petty, Kyle Busch, and David Pearson, 100 NASCAR National Series wins. Congratulations. Maybe just talk about that milestone to open us up.
Oh, you're right here. I thought it was somebody asking a question. Yeah.
I'm hard to miss.
So, yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a lot of years accumulated with a lot of great race teams and people and situations. And, you know, you've won some that you should, you've won some that you shouldn't. And, you know, I think when you tag that triple-digit number to it, it really lets you realize that you've been fortunate to accomplish a lot of things and do things, you know, consistently throughout the year. So it's been fun. You know, I think for me, the last 5 years have really been the part that have been the most fun for me, just because of the fact that, you know, I've been able to, you know, come into Stewart Haas Racing and Gene and Tony – you know, took a chance and said, okay, we're going to do this a long time in advance. And Rodney was convinced to come over here and be a part of this deal. So, you know, I think when you look at that, it's a little bit different when you look at something that has been built from the ground up, not only from the race cars and the transporters, but with the people. And for me, at this particular point, it's more fun. It's as fun. I love to win. Don't get me wrong. I love to win and love to, you know, be a part of that whole equation that comes with all these guys. And it starts with the ownership group and you know, pulling into victory lane and seeing how excited all those guys are that do everything on the race cars that I'm fortunate just to sit in. You know, I think is one of the things that is the most exciting for me. So I'm just fortunate to be riding the wave. And you can call me old, you can call us old, but you know, cars are fast and things are going well.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. We'll open it up over here with Mike Hembry.
Mike Hembry, USA Today. Rodney, this wasn't just a win. It was pretty much a butt-kicking. But were you aware, even, say, 10 or 15 laps into the race, that you were going to have a car that might be this dominant?
You know, I didn't know with the weather changing a little bit, going into today with the wind not blowing, actually blowing the opposite direction. And, you know, the temperature was down, the track temp was up. There was just a lot of things that were different. But, we felt good about our car yesterday in practice. It reacted to things that we thought that it should. And, like I said, probably the most impressive thing is how it went through the bumps down in 1 and 2. The whole weekend was incredible. So some of that stuff we don't ever understand, how we did it, but we'll figure that part out, I guess. But we had a good car all weekend.
Go to Jerry, Bob, Jeff, and then press box.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN. I'm going to ask both Tony and Kevin, because I think I'm going to get two different answers. Kevin being kind of humble about saying the problems that y'all had last year, and y'all still kind of working on some things, even though you're dominating. What's going to happen when y'all figure this out and actually start clicking on all cylinders?
I mean, I've sat in here and told you guys, look, I mean, these guys have at Stuart Haas Racing have worked on Chevrolets for a long time, and that's the only car that they knew. So learning the nuances of a different manufacturer, and I think as you look at the second year for us, you know, last year when we put the engine in the car, none of the steering components worked. You had to redesign the steering. You had to redesign the clips. You had to redesign the motor mounts. And then it was just one problem after another. And, you know, I think as you come into this year, all those things work. And, you know, you're working on, you know, the small nuances of the new inspection process and different things that come with that, and whatever the little rule changes were, the pit road stuff. And, you know, those things are – you were able to focus on something. Last year, you weren't able to focus on anything, you know, for the first 4 months because everything was a problem. And I think everybody knew that. And you know, I've told you guys this before, and the only reason that it didn't stick out like a sore thumb is because we have a lot of good people and owners and manufacturer that gave us the resources and finances to go out and solve those problems and get them to a point. But, you know, I think he would tell you, and, you know, I think, you know, all the engineers would tell you there's still a lot of things to work through. And so, you know, sky's the limit on where it can go. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons that Tony and Gene and all of us thought that the resources and things that came with Ford were the light at the end of the tunnel could be a lot bigger than it was. Just because you were able to control so many more things, you were able to work on so many more things and not rely on anybody else. You were relying on your own people and your own walls and you know, but there was a period in there where it was a handful to get it all going.
But it's an ominous sign going forward for the rest of the field.
There's a lot of good teams. Yeah. But you know, I'd put our bunch up against anybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's there's a ton of great teams out there, and the thing that's the constant variable in here that's always changing is technology. So I mean, it always kind of resets where everybody's at, because it's, you know, we've seen organizations and teams leapfrog each other when they find something, you know, kind of the new trick that works for them. So, but Kevin's right. I mean, there was so much to do last year. You know, in December, we were halfway through the month of December, and it looked like skeletons in the shop because there wasn't a body on any cars because we weren't able to do that yet. So, you know, so many things had to be done, and there were so many areas that there were problems that needed fixing that guys did a great job of, you know, solving problems but not really fine-tuning on it, and then being able to have this first year to where we – got all that underneath our belts and had the winter to kind of refine everything. You know, it shows the depth of our organization and the people in our shop that are what make the three of us extremely proud of SHR and the people that we have working for us.
Bob?
Bob Hockrist, ESPN. Tony, I know Rodney said that you never know how things are going to go, but did you have any sort of feeling that this might be coming, especially with the new body scan system and the new splitter rules?
I don't think when you have that, you ever know what's going to happen. I mean, like I say, the technology changes so much, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen with tech inspection, but, you know, it seems to be a little bit smoother than last year up to this point. So, you know, excited that NASCAR's worked really hard to make the inspection process better than what it was. And, you know, that's a big undertaking that they had to go through as well. So, you know, it's been a huge process, but, you know, I think all in all, it's, you know, it's just a much better deal than it was.
Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. For Tony, following up on Bob's question, so with the inspection, how much do you think that's responsible for the Fords not being as much of the underdogs as they turned out to be, at least so far this year?
We didn't call them. We never considered ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think we ever considered ourselves underdogs. I think that was, I think Roger was the one that actually said that, but I think Roger would take that comment back when he sees, you know, not only how we've ran, but his teams have ran, and Roush, how much they've gained speed this year. So I don't think any of us, and especially Ford, I don't think anybody at Ford thought that we would be underdogs this year. It was, you know, for us, it's just, I guess for Stuart Haas Racing, it's just continuing to move forward, and like we talked about, it just trying to make things better in our own organization. And, you know, as far as the inspection process, I think it's more a question for Rodney because he's the one who has to go through it, you know. But, you know, I haven't heard as much grumbling, you know, with inspection that we've heard in the past, and things that, you know, last year there were so many things that you'd go through tech and you'd go through with the same car that you didn't change and the numbers were different. It's like we didn't change anything on the race cars and numbers were drastically different. So, you know, from the untrained eye that hasn't been through the inspection process this year, it just seems like listening to the crew chiefs, it's been a much smoother process.
Go to the press box.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Kevin, I heard you talking Victory Lane about the 100th win, but in Cup alone, this is your 40th victory, tied with Mark Martin for 18th on the all-time list, third among active drivers. Is that a number that has particular significance to you?
You know, I think any place you get on the list at this particular point, for me, I just kind of laugh just because of the fact that, you know, I never really thought that I would actually get to the point of putting yourself beside Mark Martin and you know, some of the guys that are on that part of the list. So, you know, it's you know, I think as you look at the last 5 years and you look at the wins and the championship and the way that things have gone, it's really kind of rejuvenated everything that I've done and the way that I feel about coming to the racetrack. And you know, you feel obligated to be a part of it during the week and try to put the maximum amount of effort because, you know, this Rodney and Dax and the engineers and everybody who's working at the shop, they're digging. And they're not worried about, you know, where you're at on the list. And I think that for me is a good thing because it's really week to week. I mean, they'll go home and we probably won't ever talk about what we did at Vegas until we come back to Vegas. It'll be all about Phoenix this week and what we're going to do and what we did wrong and what we did right, you know, at the fall race and where we're at with the cars at this particular point and what do we need to work on and how do we need to work on things. And we'll fly home tonight and have a good time and talk about, you know, how the weekend went. And you know, there's always things that you can make better. There's really no time to sit and reminisce about where you're at on a list, because when things are like this, you want to capitalize on them and you want to capitalize on your cars and your people and your enthusiasm and the momentum and all the things that come with that. So you're almost scared to even really step back and say, you know, we did this or we did that and, you know, your name's on a list here. It's just, okay, how do we keep doing this? And let's just keep pushing things forward and try not to stumble along the way and screw up what's going on, because to me, you know, so far it feels a lot like 2014, except you've got a team with 5 years of experience, and that's pretty scary.
Matt Corson with the Racing Experts in ESPN Radio Albuquerque. For Rodney, obviously your team's riding a lot of momentum into Phoenix next weekend. What's your evaluation of the team's flat track program?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely hit our stride at Phoenix early, you know, as far as the Ford team. You know, and then we went through a spell there where, you know, I think the track changed a little bit, the tires changed a little bit, and we just kind of got off. You know, off of our base, and we went back to some things last fall, and we had good speed all weekend. You know, I think our cars are better now than what they were last fall, and you know, I think we can go out there and be competitive, and hopefully have a shot at another win out there.
Jim,
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. You just mentioned this, but both Kyle Busch and Martin on pit road were talking about how you looked like 2014 again, and Martin said, "There goes Kevin Harvick off in his own zip code again." Does it really feel that way, or has so much changed in that time? Is it difficult to compare?
Well, for me, there was a lot of questions coming into the weekend. You know, I think Atlanta is its own beast, but you know, I think we answered a lot of those questions for ourselves, and now it's about navigating the rest of it, and how do you push yourself forward? What do you need to work on? Even though things are going good, sometimes you have to trick yourself and everybody else into thinking, okay, well, everything's going good. Well, I can promise you that the 78, the 18, the 2, the 22, everybody's going to work and they're going to get better. I mean, we did that last year. So, you know, we've been in this position before, and you know, you have to keep pushing forward to try to keep your advantage of things that are working well for you, but you also have to find out what your weaknesses are. And you know, this weekend we're going to a flat track, and like Rodney said, we didn't run well there in the spring. We ran better in the fall, but not like we expect to run. So, you know, that's an important playoff race. So we have to figure out how to motivate everybody to keep pushing forward, to not, you know, sit idle in the things that we're doing and become complacent in the things that you're doing because it's good enough right now, because it won't be when you get to summertime.
We'll take three more. Bob, over here, and then Mike.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Kevin, does your car feel that much better than it did near the end of last year, or is it the same and everybody's just kind of
My car drove – I mean, you got to remember, at the end of last year, our car was as competitive as anybody, you know, so – you know, we drove to victory lane there at Texas and led the most laps and won both stages and just had some things not work out for us at Charlotte. So the mile and a half stuff has been on point since we got to Chicago last year. And I think as you have a whole winter to step back, take a deep breath and work on some things and you know, obviously, you know, I think as you look at, you know, everything that's changed has obviously not hurt us as much as it hurt some other people. So there's still a lot of racing left to go, and but you know, it's good to have momentum. It's good to have things going early. It's good to score playoff points because we saw how important they were last year for the 78. And you want to, when things are going good, you need to hammer it home. You need to capitalize on it. You need to win stages because there'll be a point where you go through that lull where somebody else is hot. And you know, you hope that your hot streak is longer than theirs, so you can score more points and put yourself in a better position to try to put yourself in a better position for the playoff points than anybody else.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Piggybacking off of that last thought, you have 5 wins in your last 9 trips at Phoenix, and you're on a serious roll right now. Are you feeling superstitious in any sense? You, the team in your daily routine, trying to keep yourself on that straight, on that narrow path, and avoid the low.
I had 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch today, so that sounds like that's the omen, which is great for me, and especially if I can eat them on white bread like I did today. So, you know, the only difference is Gene's going to have to stand there and talk to me about the F1 team and tell me about how their testing went and everything that comes with that. So, yeah. So 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and Gene Haas is required to come to the race and give me an update on F1 testing.
We'll wrap it up with Mike here and left.
Tony, you won races in cars that were this dominant before. What's it like when you're not challenged every lap? Do you kind of almost rock yourself to sleep? You're so far ahead, or had you really rather have somebody racing with you every lap?
Well, it's nice. I mean, there's days that it's not like that, and you got to work your guts out just to try to keep up. So when you have days like this, it gives you the flexibility to really, in all reality, it gives you an opportunity to focus a little more about what your car's really doing, because you're not really having that pressure on you as far as somebody pressuring you on the racetrack. So when you can get out by yourself like that and things are clicking along, it seems like the closer things are to being right, the easier it is to actually diagnose what it is you need. So, on a day like today and Atlanta, when Kevin's got, cars that are driving the way he wants to drive like that, he can really pick apart what it is he needs to be even that much better. I think guys that are really struggling, they don't know what to do. It's hard to figure out what the problem is and what you have to do to fix it. So it's kind of a luxury to be in that spot. And I think when you get in that mode where things are clicking along, it does make you more dangerous because you're able to really fine tune and really find the things that you need to make it that much better.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great, great victory, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Kevin, you're only 9 away from this guy's title.